When do we choose the-
Immediately and without delay! We have no time to waste. The death of the Holy Father has left a great spiritual hole, and we must show the world that the Catholic Church leaves no hole unfilled. The world has become a real shit show. Yes, we're going through a nasty patch. Last time things got this bad, God sent a flood and started from scratch. So we'd better get our act together before he lights a match. The world needs a leader to show us all the way, to keep us on the straight and narrow, to guide us like an arrow right to the judgment day. The world needs a captain with a strong and steady hand. A captain with the talents to keep our ship on balance as we sail toward the promised land. So join me, fellow cardinals. Take out your telescope as we search for this leader, this captain whom all our hopes are wrapped in, this pope.
But, Cardinalissimo, how will we go about choosing our pope? What I mean is, how do we know what qualities will make-
The world needs a jockey! With a firm and forceful grip! Who won't get thrown out of the saddle, knows when to use a paddle, and when to use a whip! Yes, the world needs a daddy! Who is solid as a rock! Someone leathery and gruff who likes his religion rough and who can take a giant flock. So join me, fellow cardinals, as in the dark we grope for this jockey, this daddy, this cocky rocky baddy, this pope.
But Cardinalissimo, I still don't understand. How do we know what makes a great pope?
Who keeps talking over there?
Cardinal McCafferty, my question was-
Questions? What do you think this is, a press conference? We have no time for questions. All of civilization is at stake. The world needs a master.
The world needs a master.
Someone to put us in our place.
To put us in our place.
Who will bend us over backwards, then slap us and talk smack words right to our ugly face. The world needs a warden!
The world needs a warden!
Like on those prison TV shows!
Those prison TV shows!
Who will lock us in the showers, make us kneel and pray for hours while he sprays us with a hose!
So
join me, fellow cardinals, and hold on to your soap as we search for this master, this warden, someone we see the Lord in, this pope! Now, here is what will happen. We will compete to prove our worthiness through a series of papal challenges, testing the body, the mind, and the soul. After each challenge, we will make our votes for the Supreme Pontiff on a secret ballot. If one of us gets a two-thirds majority, we will send up white smoke to signal to the world outside, Habemus Papam, we have a pope! If no one gets two-thirds, the smoke will be black. As you can see, the echo in here comes and goes. So,
Cardinalissimo, forgive me, but are you sure this is the best way to choose a pope?
What? This is the oldest method on the planet for selecting a new leader. Do you presume to know better than the church?
Never. But before voting for my fellow cardinals, I'd like to know what they stand for. What does each of us want to accomplish as pope? What does each of us believe?
Silencio! You will come to know your fellow cardinals well enough, as they will come to know you. Look at the painting on this wall. The Last Judgment. Christ waits to weigh our sins against our virtues. And if we are found wanting, it's into the fire we go! These challenges will probe us deep inside, revealing what we're desperate to hide. And just like in the paintings on this wall, Some of us will rise and some will fall. You will wish you'd never come as you cry and suck your thumb, ripped apart with all the pressure of the spiritual thresher. You will howl in mortal pain as you slowly go insane, and you'll fold like origami while you're screaming for your mommy. But once we have begun, none may leave this place on pain of excommunication from the church. So if you want to leave, the time to leave is now. So who will go and who will stay to join our holy search?
The world needs a leader to show us all the way, to keep us on the straight and narrow, to guide us like an arrow right to the judgment day. Right to the judgment day. Right to the judgment day.
Very good. May God have mercy on your souls. The world needs a savior to save us all from sin. Now let us pray for God to guide us. Let us feel him come inside us. Bow your heads and pray we make it as we stand here cold and naked before God, before each other, and before God's Virgin Mother.